It's good to be back in Alva. It's 4 years this year since we moved away. Do you believe that? But it's no less warm for coming back. So thank you so much for your welcome today. It's really, really good to be back here to just share something of God's word with you. So that's what we're going to do. So if I pick this up correctly, you've been going through the book of Acts together. So we're going to follow on from there. So Dave invited me here to carry on the story a little bit in his absence. I think you've been up to Acts chapter 10 or 11, something like that. So I'm going to start at Acts chapter 12, right at the start. If you've got a Bible, you might want to follow along. But just before we read, let's sort of reorient ourselves in the story and remind ourselves of what's been happening up until now. So Acts was written by Luke, who surprisingly is the same Luke who wrote the Gospel of Luke. And that first book, his Gospel, was the story so far. It was everything that Jesus had done here on earth, especially the climax of his mission. It was when he was crucified for our sins, when he set us free from our guilt and made us right with God. He was buried and then he was raised again and then 3 days later. He was raised again 3 days later. He showed us that God is more powerful than death. His resurrection is a sign of things to come for us. All of us will be raised again on the last day to enter either into eternal life with God, for those who know Jesus, or into eternal separation from God, for those who don't know Jesus. But that's what Jesus came to accomplish for us, is that way back to God, that way into eternal life with him and his Father. After being raised from the dead for the next 40 days, Jesus stayed with his disciples. He taught them through his Holy Spirit. He taught them about what they were to do next. He instructed them, and then he left his disciples behind. He ascended back to heaven to sit down at the right hand of God. His work here on earth was finished, and he sat down because it was done. Nothing more to do in terms of making us right with God. But as he left, he promised that he would send his Holy Spirit to live with his church, to dwell in us, and to give us power to go out and to share the good news of Jesus, to bring the gospel to all nations, starting in Jerusalem, and then in Judea, and then in Samaria, the country next door, and then to the ends of the earth. This is what the Holy Spirit was going to empower the church to do. And here we are, further than what I think ancient Israelites would have thought of as the ends of the earth. We're way out here in Scotland, learning about the gospel, and so the gospel has come almost all around the world. And so this all happens in Luke's first book in the gospel that's named after him. And so the book of Acts is about what Jesus did next. The very first sentence of Acts, Luke talks about how his first book, the Gospel of Luke, had been everything that Jesus began to do and say before he went back up to heaven. And so the obvious follow-on is the book of Acts. Here's what Jesus continued to do and to teach through his Holy Spirit and through his disciples. There's a preacher that I like who he tends to call the book of Acts, not the Acts of the Apostles, which is its traditional name, but the Acts of Jesus through his Spirit in the church. So it's the Holy Spirit that really drives the book of Acts forward. And you'll see that every time there's a big transition in the story, it's the Holy Spirit that's called someone to do something either completely unusual or just different than they'd planned. So we're going to read from chapter 12 in just a second, but I'm going to cast back just to what happened right before this, which I think is what you were hearing about the last couple of weeks in chapters 10 and 11, which is when the good news for the first time spreads outside of the Jewish people and comes to non-Jewish people, to the Gentiles, which probably is mostly us. So if there's any non-Jewish Christians in the room, Acts chapter 10 and chapter 11 is kind of, it's our origin story. It's how we came to be. It's how that moment in history when God opened up his purposes for salvation outside of the people of Israel and to us as well. It's this huge watershed moment for the church. God smashes down this ancient boundary and invites everybody in to the family and the people of God. So that's happened just before here in Acts chapter 12, in Acts chapter 11 rather. So the gospel's advancing. The people in the scattered churches all over the ancient world are providing for each other in prayer and in service. And then we get to chapter 12. So let's read together, starting at verse 1.